Exclusive Representative Chip Roy moves to defund Marine Corps University for pushing woke propaganda. By Christina Wong on August 31, 2023. Representative Chip Roy, RTX, introduced a bill on Thursday that would defund a center at the Marine Corps University after it announced on social media it was hosting a year-long exploration of gender and security as part of a program named after a female Marine general, Breitbart News has learned exclusively. Yesterday we were able to host the first meeting of the AY24 Reynolds Scholars, the Krulak Center's X account posted. The program is a year-long exploration of gender and security named after Lt. Gen. Lori Reynolds, USMC, RET. The post garnered criticism, including one person who responded, "Brute would not approve," in reference to the center's namesake, Marine Lieutenant General Victor H. Krulak, whose nickname was Brute. When the administrator of the Krulak Center's account asked, he wouldn't approve of what exactly? And the person answered, "Woke BS." The Krulak Center account then went on a public tirade, posting, "If you agree with this person, then I have a request. Please just unlike, unsubscribe, and unfollow. Attitudes like this are part of the problem and have zero place in today's Marine Corps. They had no place in the Corps of the past either. But there wasn't a safe place to say such things back then. We are better for the Marines that we have today. We will be even better in the future for each person we have that has earned the title of Marine, regardless of their age, color, gender, race, religion, or national origin. Don't agree? Go be a clown somewhere else. You stain your legacy as a Marine, you discredit the Marines of today who work hard to answer the nation's call. And it is not keeping with the highest traditions of the United States Marine Corps and the United States Naval Service," Roy said in a statement to Breitbart News. Putting aside the fact that a federally funded military education program is outright calling for censorship of free discussion, this type of thing is exactly what is rotting our military from the inside. Our military should be focused on killing people and blowing stuff up, not wasting time discussing nonviolent masculinities and other gender theory garbage. "I am working on legislation to defund this program, but we shouldn't stop there. Congressional Republicans have no business passing a defense authorization or funding bill that doesn't end every single instance of woke propaganda like this." The Marine Corps University is a federally funded professional military educational institute. The Reynolds Scholar Program studies questions such as, what is gender, and how is it different from biological sex? How are war narratives constructed through gender discourse? How can we imagine nonviolent masculinities and the role they might play in conflict? How might the USMC's strategic narrative be problematic for WPS? Why don't we think of diversity as a strength? How do we do diversity in the DoD? What is problematic about WPS branding? How do we reconcile gender consequences and gender causes? Roy said he would introduce his bill to defund the Reynolds Scholar Program as an amendment to the House's Department of Defense Appropriations Bill. The program was established as part of the Women, Peace, and Security Act of 2017, Public Law 115-68, which was signed into law in October 2017 by then-President Donald Trump. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.